Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Vern Reed with Building Bridges Out of Poverty, a community training that's coming to Washington County on December 14th. A community training is coming to Washington County regarding poverty. Can you explain what this program is?
Sure, and in reality, it takes a long time to explain it, but in a nutshell, the title of it is Bridges Out of Poverty. And the idea in the training is it allows us to take an accurate look at what generational poverty looks like versus some of the preconceived notions many of us have. And during the training, we look at, given this more accurate look, given this view through a more accurate lens, what can we as a community do together to work together so that we move the needle to a point where every person in our city, our town, our county has an equal chance to live sustainably and write their own future story. There's much research out there on what living in generational poverty looks like, and from a guy who grew up very much in the middle class, this training has allowed me to realize how much I didn't understand, and because of what I didn't understand, how skewed my perspective was as we look at the whole picture.
And what are some of the factors that you'll be looking at? Are you looking at wages, education?
Well, yes, yes, and yes. It starts out with the idea that the way Bridges Out of Poverty defines generational poverty differs from the government definition, which we'll talk about in detail. And the reality is, in our definition, poverty is more about a lack of resources as opposed to strictly a financial means, which is typically what we tend to focus on. And when we look at generational poverty as a lack of resources, we also understand that any one of us, whether it be through an organization, as individuals, through education, through looking at livable wage versus minimum wage, et cetera, any one of us can help be intentional about helping each other build resources. The definition that Bridges Out of Poverty uses empowers us to really do something versus throwing money at something, which rarely works, as we all know.
And who do you hope to see at the training? Who is this training for? Is it for those people that are in the generational poverty? Is it for the decision makers in the community?
So it's really for all of the above. The focus of the training is for anybody who wants to look at poverty through a different lens, anybody who works with those caught in generational poverty, anybody that's tired of dealing with what I call the symptoms of a metaphorical disease versus the metaphorical disease itself. This is a way to bring a community together using research, using tools, and finding ways to change the situation for so many people in our communities right here in Iowa. And so we want to see leaders. We want to see business owners. We want to see churches. We want to see anybody and everybody who's willing to just listen and evaluate for themselves what they think this program might do for your area.
And is this something that you see a need for locally?
Oh, absolutely. When we look at poverty levels defined by the government, which would be actually lower to a degree than we define generational poverty, Southeast Iowa, a place that we all think of as an incredible place to raise children, and it is, an incredible place to live, and it is, Southeast Iowa is seeing a higher and higher percentage of families living below means that we should view as acceptable. As a guy who comes up through education, that's what I do for a living, I believe that we in Iowa cannot be okay with the percentage of children that we have here in Iowa living in poverty. And so we have a major problem, which reflects a situation we see across our nation.
And we often hear about low unemployment rates in the area. How does that factor into everything that's going to be considered?
Sure. Well, it's a fair question. And obviously, all of us should be happy as we lower employment rates. But we also have to look at, with that said, what percentage of people do we still have that's unemployed? And when we look at employment rates, what percentage of employment pays what we would define as a livable wage versus a minimum wage, which doesn't necessarily allow, say, a single mom of three children to really support her family, our kids, in a way that we would want kids to live. So it's unemployment numbers, while they're important, they're also not always an accurate reflection of what's going on for a higher and higher percentage of our families in Iowa.
And this event will be held on Saturday, December 14th, starting at 9 o'clock at Dahlmeyer Hall on the Washington County Fairgrounds. Registration is required, and that should be done by December 10th. KCII Radio will have that information posted on our website. That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Vern Reed, talking about building bridges out of poverty, a community training for Washington County. Registration can be done through their Facebook page. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.